shikshura bitafiach. A zemora is a trashi shogefen. That means a vine, a long vine. Shikshura bitafiach trashi pach, also type of a pitcher. Sheshoivim boy min habor, that you fetch the water out of the well. Or else from a well or from a bore or from a ditch. Is the zmara, this is a long piece of vine, shikshura b'tfiach, is tied onto the pitcher, is mamalam bo b'shabbos. You're allowed to use this pitcher, it's not muksa, and it could fetch the water on Shabbos. So drashi, the shav yekli l'ach zmara. Even though the zmara is famously a piece of vine, which is like a twig, which should be muksa, but we say no, since it was tied on to the pitcher before Shabbos, so it became like a part of the pitcher now, it's not muksa. Just like you could touch a pitcher on Shabbos, you could touch the zmara also. Pekakachalon is used like a window. Is Rav Lezer Weimer bizman shu kosher v'toli? Means you have an open window and you want to stuff it up, close it. Mo, they didn't have good windows like we have now, glass windows. They used to have an opening with a piece of wood. The wood would come out, there'd be a hole. You want to stuff it up, you guys call it pekakachalon. You have this stopper that stuffs up the window. So Shaila on Shabbos, could you put back the stopper into the window? So pekakachalon. We have lezer v'aymer. V'zman shu kosher, if it's tied on to the wall, in other words, you have a string that's attached to stopper onto the wall, v'toli, and also it's hanging. In other words, it's not laying on the ground. Like you have a window here, so you have the pekak, and the nail's locked in here, and it's attached to a string, and it hangs down to over here, but it doesn't reach the floor. Since it's not on the floor, it's only hanging, then it's nicker that this pekak, this stopper, is like part of the binyan already. Not nika like now on Shabbos is starting to build to be meisef on the binyan. So if it's tied onto the building and hanging down, it looks like it's a part of the building already. That's zicha mutter to put back on Shabbos. And if it's kosher tied on vitoli and hanging and didn't reach the ground yet, then perkin boy. Then you can close it on Shabbos. The yim lav and perkin boy. The coin to Rebbe you need two tenoyim to be matur. It has to be tied and hanging. V'achom moimrim no. Benkach u'benkach perkin boy. Whether it's hanging or whether not hanging, both of them are mutter. So Rashi, ain't perking the boy. Reb Lez holds the merse k'moisav al abinyan. Because if this, before Rashi, well, the tluya, Rashi she'ain a nigra boritz, doesn't reach the ground. Shachevu shukosher boy, the string that you have the stopper tied onto, ain't a magilor, it doesn't reach the ground. So that's Reb Lez's heter. But if not, ain't perking boy, the merse k'moisav al abinyan. Because if the stopper is like on the ground, it looks like Metchila now you're building on Shabbos. You're putting a stopper into the wall to close up the window. That's Mechse Kebinyan, according to Rebbe Lezer. The Chum say no, Bengam, but more before Shlur. What the Chum are being matter? A portion of the being matter both to Noim. As they hold, as long as this pekak, as long as this stopper, this piece of wood, is meyuchid to be used to close up this window, so it's not called you being Moisef on the Binyan, it's off, you put it back again, that's Mutter to do on Shabbos. Even if it's not hanging, and even if it's not tied onto the wall, but Abi was miyuchad before Shabbos to use this to close the window, it's mutter according to Chachamim. So the Gemara, Tanan Hosam. Even Shalpi Achavis. You have a stone on top of a barrel of wine, and now on Shabbos you want to get the wine out of the barrel. The eye of stone is muksa, so how do you get the stone off? Is matu al tzid divino filis. That's called tiltum and atzad. You allow to tilt a barrel of wine so that the stone falls off the top, and then you take off the cover to get the wine. Trashi tanan hoskel kamen by mesechton. Whoever in shapia chovis. Vutzrach litum min ayan shebetoicha. You want to get some wine out of this barrel now. Either the stone on top, you're not allowed to touch the stone is muksa. The yetzer is mata. Trashi achovis al tzidah vinafelis. Just slant, push the barrel to the side, like shake off the stone off the barrel. Right, that's the Mishnah later. Now, Omar Rabba, Omar Rabbam, Yom Rabbi Yechinen. Loishonu, when do we have such a heter? Ela b'shecheach. When before Shabbos, how did the stone get on top of the barrel? You just left it there. You made a mistake. You shecheach. You forgot it there. Abu b'meniach. But if before Shabbos, you put the stone there for a purpose, like Lamashal, that you're afraid that the cover would fall off. So Yevadavka wanted a heavy stone to be on top of the cover to hold the cover down tight. So Abu Meniach, if you put it there for a purpose, then Fakert, Naseh, Bosses of Dover Osir. You should know the whole barrel becomes Muksa now. Because the barrel is holding up the stone. That's called it's a Bosses. It's holding up the stone, and it becomes Muksa just like the stone. Just like the stone itself is Muksa, something that's holding up the stone also becomes Muksa. Trashi Loshono Dumut Latalt Lachobis, Vievan, Oledon Tony, Moise Ben Achobis, Shula Toys, Shemel Tipos. Rashi learns there's another heter there. That let's say you have 10 barrels, one next to another. So in the middle barrel has the stone. So you can't just move the barrel to fall over, because the stone will fall from one barrel to another barrel. So in such a case, you have a heter mamish to pick up the whole barrel and move it to the side, and there you'll shake it off. So when do we have such a terim only b'shecheach, such Rashi? However, no lesh, maybe miskaven, that before Shabbos time, you forgot to take away the stone. You didn't have kavona, the stone should be there on Shabbos. Avo b'meniach nasis, ha'chovies bosses levin, she dover iser, v'yei metalto les ha'chovies. In such a case, you're not allowed to be metalto the chovies. And then it becomes bosses. That's like our Mishnah. It's only mutter if you forgot, right? If you forgot the stone on top of the barrels. But if you maniach, if the kavona you put the stone on top of the barrel, here's a different svarim. Nasa kisalachov yispun faket the svarim. If before Shabbos you wanted the stone to be used to help the cover stay on the barrel, it becomes part of the cover and it's not muksa at all. You could touch the stone mamish then. Rashi Lakuli said, Rabbi Yosef Amar Asa Lakula, Amar Rabbi Yechinin, Lashon L'Hutzvich Latas, when we have to only shake the stone off it, Es Achavis L'Nitl L'Tot Levin L'Hadya, and you can't touch the stone, you can only tilt the barrel, that's B'Shacheach. Rashi L'Niskaven Asa Yisikli, he didn't have Kavon before Shabbos that the stone should be like part of the cover. Abba B'Meniach, but if you had das to make the stone part of the cover or to help the cover of the barrel, then Asa Evin Kisul L'Chavis, or Megaloisa Kedarkoi, then you could even take off the stone the way you want. Omar Rabba Zakraba, Moisvina Nashmaitin. We have a kasha on this halacha from our Mishnah. Trash Yashmaitin means Ashmur Shali, Shamati Bimaniach Eino Evan Nasakli. His Rabba is the first sheet to hear that said, no, if you're Maniach, if you put the stone on top of the barrel with Kavona before Shabbos, the stone is Muksa, and the barrel also becomes Muksa. It becomes Basa Sadov Rosa. That was the first pshat here. That before Shabbos you had kavana, the stone should stay in the barrel of Shabbos, the whole thing is muksa. So on this we have a kasha from our Mishnah. For tomorrow, Amar Rabba, Moisvin Nashmaitin, we have a kasha from our Mishnah. It says now Mishnah, whoever in Shebetirua, if you have the stone inside the pumpkin, it depends. If the stone is fastened, like tied down to the pumpkin, send its bottle to the pumpkin, Mamalimbo. So chura tzakasha. What do I care if it's tied down to the pumpkin? But the chura of the yevin is muksa, and the chura of the pumpkin should be a bosses of rosser. Just like you're saying, if you put the stone on top of the barrel becomes muksa. Here also, you put the kavana, this stone on top of the pumpkin, so the chura of the pumpkin should become a bosses of rosser. The pumpkin should be muksa, just like the stone is muksa. And the gemara poshet v'lohi hosam kivan the hotka shafya doifin. Hey, by the pumpkin, since you were hotka means you made it very tight, you badafka tied down the stone into the pumpkin, you like made the stone a part of the doifin, a part of the pumpkin. So it's not much part of the kli. So the evin is bottled to the kli, therefore the whole thing is mutter. Shrashi dhotka means the kosher yafa. Since you tied the stone down tight to the pumpkin, you megaladas, like you want this stone now to be part of the kli. Like that's the way you're going to use this pumpkin. You want to use it to be a pitcher to fetch up water. So stamos, it'll just float on top of the water. Now that it has weight inside, it'll sink down and get up water. So you megaladas, it should be part of the pitcher. That's why it's mutter. Mashenkin here before, we stamp put a stone on top of the barrel of wine, you don't want the stone to be part of the barrel. So besides the stone is muksa, so the barrel becomes bustles of rosa. Omer Reb Yosef, Zok Reb Yosef, Yosef the one that says paket, little hokil. He said that if you have kavanah to put it there before Shabbos, everything becomes mutter. Omaisvin nashmetim, he has the kashif in our Mishnah. Im lav, the Mishnah says, if you did not tie down this stone into the pumpkin, you should know, ain memalin bo, you're not allowed to use this pumpkin on Shabbos. So what do you see? Even though you had kavanah to put the stone in the pumpkin before Shabbos, but since you didn't tie it down, it remains busted over Osir. I, Rabbi Yosef, says here, if you put the stone on top of the barrel, even though it's not tied down to the barrel, but since you put it there, the kavona, the stone becomes part of the barrel. So why don't you say here also, as long as you put the stone in the pumpkin, the kavona, it should become part of the pitcher. And the Gemara of Elohi, Hosam Kivan, the Loihotka, Petule Botla. Teretz is by the pumpkin and has no use at all. If you didn't tie the stone down to the pumpkin, so it doesn't help you at all. when you start putting the pumpkin down into the water as a pitcher, mamanashuk, it's not tied down, so the stone will float away and the pitcher won't come up. It doesn't help you. There about the svar, it's not part. It can't become part of the kli. Mashenkin before, if you put an evin on top of a barrel, the kavan he holds, you did it for purpose that the barrel should stay steady or that the cover shouldn't fall off the barrel. So there, when you put the stone on top of the barrel, it's done the kavana and it helps you out. Therefore, it's mutter, it becomes a part of the barrel. Mashenkin here, when you have the stone in the pumpkin, if it's not tied down to the pumpkin, it has no use. You can't use it. So right to blay bosom. Rashi's Balahi, Lekashali, Dawsam, Hoyal Balai Kshira, without tying down the stone, Lechazi Lamalis, you can't use this pumpkin to fetch the water. Dawnofle, the stone will fall off it. Vailav Vodka, so since you didn't tie it down, is Betule Botle Materas Kli, it's Zicha not called a Kli, Golidaitet Lechoshivle, Avokise Chavias Hanochim Meshavila Kli. Mashek, when you put the stone on top of the barrel, there it helps for something. You have a barrel, you have a cover on top of the barrel, you're afraid the cover will fall off, so you're putting a stone on top to hold it down, that's called part of the kli. So the Gemara b'Maika Miflugi, what's the machloikis here now? If Kumta says, what's the machloikis if you put a stone on top of a barrel, does it become part of the kli or not? Ma'asava binin ma'isa. Hey, the first one, Rab holds, he had a stone. Now even though you have that to put it on top of the barrel, it doesn't become a kli. Faket, the stone looks. Why? Because in order to make it into kli, you have to do a ma'isa. You have to do something different to the stone. You can't just put it on top of the barrel. No, you don't have to do a ma'isa. As long as you have kavana now that you want to use this stone for purpose, that makes it a smuksa, and therefore it's mutter. So the Gemara v'yozla tamayu, and the machlekes here, they go l'shitosam. They go tamayu. The chiyosi rav dimi, omer rav chanina. V'yamilo omer rav zeh, omer rav chanina. Pamachas holach rebi l'mokam echad. Rebbe once went to a place on Shabbos, Omotzo nidbach shalavonim, and he saw a pile of bricks. Nidbach shalavonim, a pile of bricks. So Rashi nidbach shalavonim, avonim sturois umuksas lebinyan. You had a pile of bricks that tamuzay tsmuksa. It's only meant to use it to build with. So he saw a pile of bricks. The Yomala Talmidah, Rebbe told the Talmidim, Tzu v'choshvu, go be mechashiv, go think now, he's have das to use these bricks tomorrow, k'day sh'neishav aleim l'mochem. His right, the mice was on Friday, not on Shabbos, it was on Friday. On Friday he saw this pile of bricks. So he told the Talmidim, today and Friday be mechashiv. Pasha means just have das, that tomorrow on Shabbos you're going to want to sit on these bricks. So since you have das to use them, with machshav alone you make it a smuksa. And Rebbe didn't have to do a ma'isa to the bricks. That's one ma'isa. Rebbe Yechon says no. The ma'isa was that Rebbe told him you have to do a ma'isa. So you see, it's told in this machlekes if you have to have a ma'isa or not. My omalu Rebbe, Rabami, what did Rabami tell them? Omatsu v'limdom. He told them, go and be limdom. Limdom means like pile them up, make them in the position of a chair. So since he told them to pile them up, that's called a ma'isa. And omaluhu Rebbe Arabasi, omalu Rabasi, omatsu v'shifshifum, omaluhu. Don't forget, these are two things he said. One said he just told them, limdom. Limdom means just pile them up. But that's not called a ma'isa. So you see, just with machshav alone, it's good. And Rabasi, omar, tsu v'shifshifum, omaluhu. He told them, no, go and smooth them out. Go clean them off. Like if you have dirty bricks, go smooth out the bricks. So if you do a ma'isa to the brick by smoothing it out, that makes it into a kli. So you see, it's a machlokes if you want to use a kli, that's muksa. You want to use a stone on Shabbos, what do you have to do to make it into a kli? Is it enough just to think, I want to use this stone tomorrow on Shabbos, that makes it into a kli? Or else, no, he held shifshifun. He said, you had a dafka, smooth them out, do a ma'isa to it. So it's Rashi. So Rashi learns pshat, Rabami Rabasi. Rashi v'yazda tamayas Rami Rabasi. They both go l'shitosai. Nidbach shel avonim sturis. Yemai omalu, my ma'isa tzrichel Rav Yechanan. What ma'isa did they have to do? Is Rabami learned suvelimdom sidru oisum? That's all. Put them together. V'yishivim v'deishkan nistarach liga b'em l'mocho. V'fishen azmona b'ma'isa. Ekol dum elis levin lasayis a kli. Rabami l'taymei v'yomal yel. Ein even nasis kli b'anocha. Rabami is the one that says, Tom, putting down a kli is not enough of a ma'isa, it doesn't come into a kli. There also blives muksa. and limdom mitzaystam lemudim nit veshishafum minatit she noyet leishav lemacha till medom the b'maisa koldu nasakli. If that's this machlokes, he holds the b'maisa koldu of smoothing out the bricks, it does become into a kli. So Rashi learns that the man yomer says a maisa doesn't happen. It doesn't. If just with machshava thinking you want to use these bricks doesn't make it into a kli. So the kasher is then, what did he tell him to do on Friday? How could you make these bricks ois muksa? Hefiel's machshava doesn't help. So Rashi learns the pshat was, what we told him to do is set it up on Friday like a chair. So tomorrow you don't have to move the bricks. You just sit down on them. Enachanami. According to Rabbamila, the first man the yom here that holds that a stone is muksa, it doesn't help to do anything before Shabbos. Even if you have not to use it, it doesn't help you. The only yetzer was, he told them, set them up in a mukim, set them up like a chair before Shabbos. So tomorrow you just sit down. Halacha muksa is, you're allowed to touch muksa. As long as you don't move it around, you're not metaltlit, it's mutta. So if you have a stam, even a stone that's muksa, you're allowed to sit on top of the stone. So that's what we told them here, just prepare the stone before Shabbos. And the other man says no. He told them, shivsha means rub it off. So Rashtran, that's also called a Maisa Kodum. That's come out like nothing. But this Maisa helps according to this man, the Yama. So that's this first Machlekes here also. If you take this stone and put it on top of the barrel, you did a Maisa, putting it on top of the barrel, is that enough of a Maisa to make it into a Kli, it's not Muksa? Or else, no, it still remains Muksa. So here's this Machlekes. Amalhu. Shishim Amalhu. Itma, Reb Yossi ben Shol Omar, Soyel Shokoy Rois Heavy. That was different, Maisa. It was Soyel Shokoy Rois, means a lot of lumber. Good choshava pieces of wood were there. Reb Yechne ben Shol Omar, Gishush Sol Svin Heavy. The reason why it was Muksa, it was a Gishush Sol Svin. We had this before. That was the stick you use in front of the ship to put down in the water to see how shallow the water is. You want to make sure the ship doesn't go into shallow water. So you have a stick in front of the ship going down to tell how deep the water is. Man the Yom Gishush that says that he said you could do something is called Shechein Soyer. But man the Yom Soyer is mutter of Gishush Kaparlei. He also knows if the Meister would have been this wood, Shol Gishush, that's a chush of a piece of wood, and that lies Muksa Machmas Sarankis, that it won't help anything. No matter how much kavani you have to use it, it won't help you. His daft place, the only dafka on regular wood you could be misakin before Shabbos to use. But as that the muksa machas sarn kiss is a special wood you use to tell the depth of the water, that's zikul blay bosa. Rashi says, kopa delay, mean shalay yisakim, it shouldn't get spoiled. The yachid le mokim, or makatsa le biyadayim, the fill of shimonos le tiltalay, the muksa machas sarn kiss. Such a mukses, sorry, kiss, you mark, but not to touch it at all. You makveil a mokim, even if Shimon is moida, blaz mukse and it's also. Right. The Mishnah says now what zmoira shikshura. If you have a zmoira, that's this vine. If you have a zmoira shagefen, a piece of vine that's tied onto the pitcher, and you want to use the vine for the wood, it's muta. It's zmoira shikshura. So the gemara kshura in, only if this piece of vine is tied onto the pitcher. Like shuruloi, if it's not tied onto the pitcher, then it's aser. Is the churul lema mastis and like shimon gamliel? Our mishnah is not like a shimon gamliel. The tanya charuya shel dekel. Charuya shel dekel means like lulavs, the leaves of a palm tree, a lulav. She godron liyetsim. You pulled it off the tree. Our manas to use it for wood, for burning wood. The nimna chaleim liyeshiva. Then later, after you pulled it off the tree, you have that's not to use as a chair. You want to sit on these lulavs, on these branches of the palm. You want to sit on. In the locha, if you want to use it for Shabbos, so before Shabbos on Friday, sarach likshur. You have to tie the palm trees together, the leaves together, like to do some ma'isa to show it's not oimid for hasaka for burning anymore. That will make it muksa. No, for keret, I have that to use it as a chair. I want to sit on it. So if Shimon Gamliel says you have to. The Tanakama says, "V'nimach leimeshiva tzarach likshur." That's not Tanakama. You have Shimon Gamliel Leimer, ain't tzarach likshur. He goes, "No, you don't have to tie it down." So here you see here these palm trees, these lulavs. Metchila was muksa because you pulled it off the tree on Friday. Hamnas uses for wood for burning, so it was muksa. Now on Friday you change your mind and you want to use it to sit on. They say it's only mutter of the Tanakama if you tie it down. If you don't tie it down, it still remains muksa. If Shimon Gamliel says, no, even if you don't tie it down, just the fact you have kavona on Friday, that now I want to use these lulavs to sit on, that makes it a muksa. So through our Mishnah also. Why does the Mishnah say this Zmaira, this piece of vine? It's only mut if you tie it onto the pitcher. But the Shimon Gamliel, even if you didn't tie it onto the pitcher, Avi have das to use this vine to use for a pitcher should be mutter, even if it's not tied down. So the Chur Mishnah is not like a Shimon Gamliel. Or Rav Sheshes, no. Afilu Temer Rav Shimon Gamliel. Even if you want to say a Mishnah goes according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Hocha v'mayaskin. What are we talking about? V'mechuberis v'yavihim. Our Mishnah is talking about this zmeira, this vine of the gefen of the wine of the grapes. Is mama still attached to the ground? Talking about a living vine. A vine that the roots are still growing, and you have a nice long vine growing along the ground, that you're allowed to touch that, you're allowed to use that on Shabbos. To use the vine that's growing, it's only mutter if you're kosher before Shabbos. If you want to make kosher before Shabbos, then it's mukser. So Trashi, she'ein lo kshura loy, v'afilu yeshak v'mise v'roishoy, kein mazlek shuru litlois bo tefiach l'malis v'chisha v'leam. His master from our Mishnah, he could only use these zmeras, these vines, if it was tied onto the pitcher. And even if the vine has like a fork at the end and there are two branches coming up, so even though it's not tied on, you can still use it for the pitcher. Like on Shabbos, it's like a hook. Like let's say a vine is made like a hook. So even though it's not tied onto the pitcher, but the Chur now on Shabbos, you have das to use this and use it as a hook to hook up the pitcher. Master from the Mishnah, it's also. The only time the Mishnah says it's mutter, only if it's tied down. Is the Chur is not like a Shimon Gamliel. Shegod really ate some, Shechotchem Hesek. You cut off the lulavs, Almanas to use for fire. Tzarech Likshem, Erev Shabbos, you have to tie it down. And the Shimon Gamliel says, no, you don't have to tie it down. So even if you don't tie it down, still it's mutter, but you have kavana to use it. So why does our Mishnah say Davka have to tie it down? That there it is, be a via begefen. The Mishnah is talking about this vine is still attached to the roots. I is prophetic Mara, or Bezoya Tapella. So what you're telling me now, if it's still attached to the roots, it's still growing, how are you allowed to touch it all together on Shabbos? Prophetic Mara. Maskino Lechavers Yavia. Ihochi, call Mishtamish ben Mechubel Karka. You're touching, you're being Mishtamish ben Mechubel Karka. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to be Mishtamish with a tree or with a branch. You're not allowed to touch branches on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be Mishtamish with them. You can't use them. Like Lamoshtel, you're not allowed to put your hat on top of a branch. Or you can't put your jacket on top of a tree. You'd be mishtamish with the Elon. You're not allowed to be mishtamish with the mechuber on Shabbos. So how could you say this vine is still mechuber, still attached to the ground, and you want to use it now as for the pitcher, as the string to pick up the pitcher, even if it's tied down? So what if the vine is tied onto the pitcher? You can't be mishtamish with mechuber kaka. But there it says, Lamatim Gimel. We're talking about this vine is not three tefachim off the ground. If it's within three tefachim off the ground, there's no gzera to mishtamish from the chubla karka. Trashi, v'okam mishtamish from the chubla. V'yafilu kshura v'vay joim lisser. Even it's tied down v'vay joim. It was tied down on Friday. Still, yichuri v'mishtamish from the chubla karka. But there it says, Lamatim Gimel. Somach lekarka, it's near the ground. Less than three tefachim off the ground. V'goyin lishav min amayin shein omek. If it's less than three tefachim off the ground, how long could it be? And it's a very short piece of vine, and the water that you want to fetch the water from, the well is a very shallow well, or very shallow ditch. You only need 2 feet long. That's the Gemara in Ervin. That if the tree, if the bark of the tree is gimel tefachim off the ground, you're not allowed to sit on top of the bark. That's called you be mishtamish to the ilum. When lo yitzu, the tree is less than gimel tefachim, or the bottom gimel tefachim of the tree, you're allowed to be mishtamish. There's no gzeir on that. There we're talking about, the Mishnah is talking about the zmeiris, these vines that are growing on top of the ground. It's not gimel tefachim off the ground. Same time, it's very short. And you want to use this short vine to use to fetch up the water, so the Mishnah says there's only mutter if you're kshura, if you tie it down before Shabbos. Why does the Shimon Gamliel says here it's kshura? Because here it's attached to the ground. Where you cut off the leaves of the palm trees, you cut off the lulav before Shabbos, then he holds you don't have to tie it down to use on Shabbos. I'd be on Friday, you have das to use these lulavs to sit on, with machshav alone would be enough. Our Mishnah says kshura, because the Mishnah is talking about it's attached to the ground. Right, Rav Ashi Yomer, Afilu Tanga Betlusha. Afilu, you want to say the vine is talking about where it's Tlusha. Still, it's no spirit of Shimon Gamliel. Even though he says by the palm trees, you have to tie it down. Here, by the Zmara, by the palm trees, you don't have to tie it down. Here, you have to tie it down. Why? Gzeira Shema Yikton. Like, what do you want to use this Zmara for? You want to use it as a string to pick up the pitcher. we're afraid if you didn't tie it down before Shabbos, maybe if you're going to use it the first time on Shabbos, you'll see it's too long, this string. It's no good for you. So you'll break it in here. And you'll have that then to make it into a kli. That'll be an issa for makna patis or grashi. So to use the zemiris, which you want to use like a string, it's also to use it the first time on Shabbos if you didn't tie it down before Shabbos. As if you tied it to the pitcher before Shabbos. So when you tie it down, you did a maaser. So you see, this is the length of the string of the vine, and this will be enough for me to fetch the water. We're not afraid you'll cut it on Shabbos. But if you didn't tie it on before Shabbos, you want to use it now on Shabbos, even though you had kavana das before Shabbos use it. So really, it shouldn't be muksam, but it's a new gzera. We're afraid if you use it the first time on Shabbos, you'll see the string is too long, this maaser, and you come to cut it in half, cut it down to size. That's nis of makna patish. It'll be too long, this vine. You'll just like cut it off, since it's very soft. But it's very easy to break it off. Comes out, you're making a clean now on Shabbos. You're making the string that's right to fetch the water with on Shabbos. So that's makna patish. When you cut off the lulas, the palm tree, the leaves of the palm trees, leshiva, you had to sit on it. There's no xerity you come to cut it. You're not going to cut it. The more leaves there are, the better it is to sit on. So there's no reason to cut off. Muksa with machshava alone. Right. So Mishnah says what this stopper, this cover for the window. Hakel moedim, everybody's moeda, Shein oisin, oil arai, betchila biyomtiv. V'yentzor chleme b'shabbis. Betchila to make an oil. To make, Rashi learns oil here means a roof. You're not allowed to make a roof on Shabbos or on yomtiv betchila, even though it's arai. It means arai means it's not going to stay, but if you want to make like a roof to protect you from the sun, that's awesome in the Rabbanon to make the oil on Shabbos. So Rashi, Shein oisin oil arai. Arai means it's just arai for a time while, not to stay for a long time. Lifrois machtelis, to throw a mat al dal mechitz. If you have four mechitzes already and you want to throw the mat on top of it now to make a roof, that's also due on Shabbos. Oil dalad kondisin, have like a chuppah. Liyos seil, the oil minachama, to protect you for shade from the sun, it's awesome. So Rashi learns, vadafka gag, there's only an issa making a roof. Avo mechitza, lav oilu. But to make a mechitza arway on Shabbos is mutter. Visharu le parsel esnias. You're allowed to make a mechitza for tznias, because I mean to be ervin. Biyuvdu de shmul. This is a big machlokes we showing him. Taisus learns that sometimes you're not allowed to make a mechitza either. If you make a mechitza to be matir, that's also to make on Shabbos. But if you don't make a mechitza la matir, just the tznias biyama, then it's taka mutter. Chaps not mean in the shul. If you want to make the mechitza on Shabbos, it'll be mutter to make it on Shabbos. Well, these mechitzas are called mechitzas arai. Like in the kelel, you have the curtain. So if you just want to open up the curtain on Shabbos, that will be mutter. Because it's called an oil arai, and it's only made with tznias biyama. So with tznias biyama, it's mutter to make the mechitzas. It's only us, Rashi is saying, only us to make the roof. If you want to make a roof for a shade, that's us to make. Well, then that's the shalom about using an umbrella, the shalom is. If you want to use an umbrella like to protect yourself from the sun or protect yourself from the rain, that's called like making an oil, metchila, that's us. Even though it's oil, all right. So everybody holds us to do with metchila. But avo lehoisif, lenechu el lehoisif, the machloikis says, could you be moisif? Like here, the crude is pekaka chaloin, Vice is talking about you have in the roof. You have a window in the roof, and now you want to cover it on Shabbos. So it's a mutter or not. So machlokes here is, you have most of the roof was there before Shabbos, and there's a little window there. Now you want to fill up the window on Shabbos, that's called being moisif. You're only adding to the oil aroi. You're not allowed to add to an oil aroi on yontif. You can't add to it on Shabbos. Therefore, Rabbi Lezer learns, when is the mutter to put the stopper back in the window? Only with two tenoyim. When it's hanging, it's tied onto the window, and it's hanging in the air, it's not on the ground. But if it wouldn't be tied on, it wouldn't be hanging, it looks like Metchila now, you're taking a stapa to fill up that hole. That's called you being moisif on the oil, you're being moisif on the roof, to make a complete roof. But your blood, that's also to do on Shabbos. And we pass on to Chachamim. There's no issur to be moisif on an oil. If you have a little oil already from before Shabbos, you're allowed to be moisif on Shabbos. That's why he said you have the roof, you have a hole in the roof. Since you have the whole roof that was there from before Shabbos, all you want to do is just close up that little hole. That's called being moisif. You're adding to it. So adding to a mechitza is always mutter. Or adding to the roof is mutter. Who then more if you have an awning? If you have an awning outside, that the awning is already sticking out of tefach, then you're allowed to open it up more, the rest of it. Because since it's out of tefach already, it's cool, you have some type of a gag, and now you only be moisif on it, you only make it longer, that's mutter. To make metchila, it's also. But if you have some part of it there ready, and now you start being moisif, we'll let the chomim that that's mutter. The same thing, right?
Well,
it depends how much off the tzchach it is. If it's more than 3 tzvachim off the tzchach, then it's called like a noil by itself. So then it has to be porous a little bit, it has to be a tefach open. If it's mamash on top of the tzchach, then you have an oil, you have the tzchach itself. So it'll be mutter to put the gag on top of the tzchach. Right. The chom moimrim benkach u benkach poipim boi. The more by benkach u benkach. What a chom mati you. In any case, you could use this stopper to close the window. What's benkach u benkach? Omer Rab Abba, Omer Rab Kana. Vein kesher, vein.